Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Our 2015 winter wheat crop improving a little bit, it looks like, in the Southern Plains, although kind of a mixed bag in Kansas. The Kansas crop gained a percentage point in the excellent category and actually went backward by 4 points in the poor to very poor categories. In the middle, or 41% good to excellent, 42% now in fair condition in the Kansas crop. The Texas crop looking 55% good to excellent right now, with warmer temperatures really allowing this crop to start growing. 36% in fair shape, 10% poor to very poor. We've had a good bit of moisture everywhere except for the high plains of Texas. Oklahoma's wheat crop also improving some, 44% now rated in good to excellent condition, 41% fair, 15% poor to very poor. The crop gained a percentage point in the excellent category and 3 points in the good category, according to USDA. Our canola crop is 35% poor to very poor, 40% fair, and now 25% rated in good to excellent condition. A slight improvement for the canola crop as well. Pasture range conditions right now 30% poor to very poor, 41% fair, 29% of our pasture range conditions as we start to warm up just a little bit. Well, right now rated in good to excellent shape. We're still a little early on getting our pastures really to start growing at this point. That's still to come here as we get fully into springtime of 2015. The 18th member of the Oklahoma Ag Hall of Fame will be officially inducted on the 1st of April as Joe Mayer of Texas County from the Oklahoma Panhandle will be honored with the Outstanding Achievement Award in Agriculture. This is the primary award that's been given out on an annual basis since 1998 by the state of Oklahoma. Mayer and his family are actively involved in all aspects of a prosperous grain and cattle business in the Panhandle. He's especially been very much involved with the Certified Angus Beef Program. Mayer has also been involved with everything from the County Election Board to the Excise Equalization Board, the Electric Cooperative Board, and a lot more. Joe Mayer, Outstanding Achievement Award in Agriculture, and he, as a result, becomes the 18th member of the Oklahoma Ag Hall of Fame. There's three other categories that will also be saluted for the first time on the 1st of April during the Ag Day's activities. Leland Walker from Red Oak will receive the Outstanding Public Service and Agriculture Award. The Environmental Stewardship Award will be presented posthumously to Mike Thralls. And the Legacy in Agriculture Award will be presented posthumously to Dr. Bob Todashek. You've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's a check of our agriculture news. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.